Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 16th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 10, 24-48, and reading the International Children's Bible. On the following day they came to Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them. He had called together his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him. He fell at Peter's feet and worshipped him, but Peter helped him up, saying, "Stand up, I too am only a man." Peter went on talking with Cornelius as they went inside. There Peter saw many people together. He said, "You people understand that it is against our Jewish law for a Jew to associate with or visit anyone who is not a Jew. But God has shown me that I should not call any person unholy or unclean. That is why I did not argue when I was asked to come here. Now please, tell me why you sent me here. Why you sent for me." Cornelius said, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house. It was at the same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly there was a man standing before me wearing shining clothes. He said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer. He has seen what you give to the poor, and God remembers you. So send some men to Joppa and ask Simon Peter to come. Peter is staying in the house of a man, also named Simon, who was a leather worker. His house is beside the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was very good of you to come. Now we are all here before God to hear everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Peter began to speak. "I really understand now that to God, every person is the same. God accepts anyone who worships him and does what is right. It is not important what country a person comes from. You know that God has sent his message to the people of Israel. That message is the good news, that peace has come through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Lord of all people. You know what has happened all over Judea. It began in Galilee after John preached to the people about baptism. You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God made him the Christ by giving him the Holy Spirit and power. You know how Jesus went everywhere doing good. He healed those who were ruled by the devil. For God was with Jesus. We saw all the things that Jesus did in Judea and in Jerusalem, but they killed him by nailing him to a cross. Yet on the 3rd day, God raised Jesus to life and caused him to be seen. But he was not seen by all the people. Only the witnesses that God has already chosen saw him. And we are those witnesses. We ate and drank with him after he was raised from death. He told us to preach to the people and to tell them that he is the one whom God chose to be the judge of the living and the dead. Everyone who believes in Jesus will be forgiven. God will forgive his sins through Jesus. All the prophets say this is true." While Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed at this gift, that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given even to the non-Jewish people. These Jewish believers heard them speaking in different languages and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we did." So Peter ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. So today we read a story where Cornelius was going to Simon Peter because an angel came to Cornelius and told him to meet up with Simon Peter because Cornelius, he did good deeds that Jesus commanded, like giving to the poor and worshiping God. And we read something today that Simon said, "God has shown me that I should not call any person unholy or unclean." And that's a really important thing because sometimes we assume things. We assume that somebody's unholy, or we assume that somebody's unclean by the way that they dress, the way that they look, the country they come from, their religion. But truly, we are unclean. We are not fully clean people. We cannot get fully cleansed until we make it into heaven, if we make it into heaven. So let's pray that we will not show false judgment onto people. Dear Jesus, help us to not falsely judge people. Help us to not falsely judge by the fruits and to truthfully judge by the fruits. But help us not to call anyone unclean and help us not to call anybody unholy, because we too are also unholy, because we are all equal and we have the same equal value. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.